Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, be friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzy May is paying the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
Man, what up, man? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. For the first time, we have CBRs. What is CBR? Championship Battle Rap. I'm not wasting no time. I mean, we really ready to get it popping. For those who don't know, I'm Tay Real. Nizzy Nay, where you at?
What's up?
We are the host of this event. Y'all know how we do. You know, we really support hip-hop. You know, we've had tons of artists from all over, interviews. We've had battle rappers on the show before, but we have never had an actual live battle. And this right here was just our way of giving back to hip-hop and basically just paying homage to hip-hop, you know, this culture that we've grown to love. And this is what it's all about. Tonight is about who shines the brightest, who's going to have the best bars, who's going to have the best punchlines. I mean, it's going to be real crazy. And I really just want to give a shout-out to everybody for even signing up to do this, everybody from the judges to all the battlers. So before we even get into the first battle, I just want to introduce the judges, give them a shout-out, and introduce the judges. I want to introduce Jates, Mark II, and Sin. What's up, fellas?
Hey, yo.
No, the good guy.
Yo.
So, fellas, before we start, I just want to definitely give y'all a big shout-out for signing up for this. And I want to ask each judge individually. We're going to start in order. The way the judging is going to go in order. So it's going to start with Mark II. Mark II, what are you looking for tonight? Like, let the MCs know what you're looking for tonight. What is it going to impress you the most and give you a W for an MC? What is it going to take?
Really big. I'm really big on aggression. You know what I mean? Attitude, punchlines. Just a killer flow that's going to gut punch the person. I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing something epic right now. I'm really excited, and I wish everybody good luck. And I want to see a fight.
That's what it is. Mr. Sinister, and you know what? I almost forgot to say, all three judges, Mark II, Mr. Sinister, and Jace, all are dope artists, MCs themselves, so you can respect their opinions because they are all three dope MCs, right? Dope MCs. Now, Mr. Sinister, what are you looking for tonight?
I'm looking for delivery, first and foremost. I got to hear everything you're saying, and I'm looking for what's the best word to describe this? I want to see who's the most charismatic. You know what I'm saying? I want to see who really going to deliver me something and really put a style with it. You know what I'm saying? We all know this is a battle, so you got to go hard or go home. But I want to hear how you going to go hard.
That's what it is. And finally, Jace, what are you looking for tonight?
Man, I want blood tonight. It better be Game of Thrones blood. I want horses, hot dog. I want vaginas on the ground, everything. I want to see it all. I want to hear it all. So, you know, I pretty much still see how I grew up, you know, Mark II, Mr. Sinister. Like, I'm like a mixture of all that. I look for everything. But, like, I'm big on the bars and the delivery, everything got to equal to. They got to equal up. They got to add up. You know what I mean? So I'm here for a good fight.
All right. That's what it is. Well, once again, judges, thank you for signing up along with the MCs. And I'm going to go ahead and place you guys back on hold, and we're about to introduce this first battle. So let's get to it, man. Nizzy Nay.
Yep.
You ready to get this first battle popping?
I'm ready.
All right, so the first battle is J. Caddy versus Genesis. Now, I'm going to give you guys the option of choosing who goes first. Does anybody want to go first?
Don't matter to me, man. Whoever's up for it, I'm ready, you know? Why don't you flip a coin? I go for heads.
No way to see it. somebody pick.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Yeah, I'll pick J. Caddy. He said he'll go first. Go ahead.
I'll go first.
All right. So just to let you guys know, to respect the MCs, you know, we're going to place the opponent on hold so the other MC can get his bars out. And I forgot, almost forgot, I need to bring my judges back because we are not putting the judges on hold. We're going to let the judges listen live. So, judges, Mr. Sinister, Mark II, and Jakes, you guys are on live. So
okay.
Just know that while the MCs are rapping, try not to, you know, try to let them rap because you're unmuted, so you're on.
Okay.
Since J. Caddy's going first, we're going to mute Jen. And Jen, when it's your turn, we'll mute J. Caddy. So, without further ado, J. Caddy, you ready? Judges, y'all ready?
I'm ready, bro.
All right, now I hear some buzzing. Before we get started, let's make sure we kill that buzzing. Whose phone is that?
Like somebody in the barbershop getting a cut.
Right. I'm not sure. I still hear it though. Which is
this radio's buzzing, bro.
I think it's good.
All right, sound like it's good now. I do have my timer up. I'm so ecstatic about this, y'all. I ain't even gonna talk no more. Let's get into it. J. Caddy, you ready?
I'm ready, bro. All
right, we listening, man. Let's get it. Your time starts now.
I'm spitting it every time I'm flipping it. You know that I'm gifted every time I'll be making them hits. I'll be wrapping it up for Christmas. Scratch it off your fucking Christmas list. Huh? Get fame like I stayed from it. Rich as fuck. I get money like I'm made of it. You can hate on me, but I stay thuggin'. A little blame off the top, but I stay rugged. I stay humble. For real, I stay true. I've been through a lot, but I bet so have you. And this ain't no poetry off the verse that I line. I stay true to myself. That's pure in the grind. Don't call me optimist when hip-hop in its prime. It's only halfway, homie, but I stay on the time. I never play with magic tricks, but I stay hitting with this magic hit. Tragic mist on a traffic trip. Flow through like the evening jam. I spend so much money on poverty like I just paid for my land. I do what I wish, you like I do what I can. I never sit still in the room, I spit real bars where I stand. If you're not liking my flow, then you never really been a fan of me. Cause all my people here now are either homies or my family. Shut up or back down, you just not understanding me. I take over my planet while I'm taking over gravity. I'ma win the battle with confidence, you just ain't getting mad at me. I'm so fresh out the hood, like the back room is my closet. I got guns in my safe, like my money, I keep popping it. Stick it all in my pocket and I call it all profit, bitch. I don't even care if I win, cause I win fucking regardless. I don't even care where I've been, cause I will always be the hardest. How could you even finish if you don't even know where it started? I take off from it all, I'm Mr. Nearly Departed. Flowing so technical, making my shit sound retarded. Sometimes I feel like a satellite receiver. I fuck all 10 of my bitches at the same time and turn them all into believers. You think it's a game, that's why you're sitting on the bleachers. I'm playing the game while I'm fucking the cheerleaders. I can make a tidal wave and wipe you out like the Titans. I'll take it easy on a second round, maybe then I'll be enlightened. You can call me a god, I'll just strike you down with the lightning. Take you out with one flow, take you out while I'm striking.
Alright, and that was good timing. 150, okay. Alright, everybody, hold your opinions, we're not done yet. Alright, so that was J. Caddy. So now let's go ahead and get Jen.
Yo.
Genesis.
Popping.
Is you ready to get it popping?
Man, let's do it.
All right. J. Caddy, we placing you on hold now. And Genesis, let's hear what you got, man. Let's hear what you're working with, man. We all listening.
Yo, now, how the fuck I go from battling Cali Smooth or Million Dollar Cash to battling this bitch? See, I kind of feel like old Red. That whole move is lateral as shit. No, I take it back. It's a step backwards because that nigga Cash can spit. But, see, I can tell by James' shoulders, this nigga got that casket fit. So fuck it. I'm going to put you in a hole like you locked up and keep acting, and I got a round of applause and a clip. I'm finna clap it at him. Now, see, I'm the type. I'll be there squeezing and laughing at him. He the type? Get scared, start running, and throw the ratchet at him. This nigga's so scared, he going to bring his guards in. If Genesis Eden, you'll see evil by that evening when I squeeze that eagle and splatter all of your atoms. He didn't get that. Adam and Eve, Genesis Eden, the garden where God made us believers, but I'm getting off topic. Look, Wiggle, you can't spit. Shine sneakers. You want to be number one, but you've never been DMC, so you could never run in my Adidas. So let's just talk about that trailer park trash bitch you got for a minute. Now, she a stand-up nigga. My nigga, I heard she stand up pissing. I bet she give you rug burn from her beard when you kiss him. See, I would never want to hit it. Wiggle, I bet that Casper bitch clitoris smells like catfish sticks and black licorice. And a little bit of shit. See, she the type to wipe from the back to the front. And you the type to say, fuck it, and still eat it like a chump. Ugh, you a nasty wiggle. Now, all that slick shit, wiggle past me. I got this proactive 4-5. It'll remove your acne. I'ma be the cause of rigor for this wigger. I will completely disfigure and dismember this wigger, then reconfigure and pause. So he'll hope that I'll reconsider. No, fuck that. I'ma pull that long arm, flex that trigger, and Caddy get stretched. He Reed Richards, so you get it, Reed Richards, stretch, Mr. Fantastic, come on, keep up, bitch, I'm not finna slow down or revamp it, nigga, this shit finna get fantastic when I torch this human, no silencer on that thing when I Dr. Doom him, but you really wanna be smack white, though, and that's cool, because I used to be on the payroll, see, what I mean is I'm Twiz, so I got to shoot him, need a damn harness for that double A-12 to keep the stock from moving, but I promise, it don't matter what Glock you using, because you ain't got the heart or the rocks to shoot it, and I know you probably thought you was gonna pop silly in this bitch, but it's not happening, I'm killing with this shit, and I ain't trying to bite cash, I just borrowed a little bit, don't matter where you from, nigga, Philly in this bitch.
Okay, all right, cool. Everybody hold back your opinions, All right, so y'all know how the rules go. We're going to go ahead. First of all, shout out to both of y'all. Big shout out to both of y'all, man. It's going to be interesting to hear what these judges think. We're going to go ahead and play a track from J. Caddy while we go into the back room and see what the judges think and let the judges deliberate. Y'all listening to It's Real Talk right there with CBR, man. It's going down, man. We got the MCs in here. The energy has been set. The tone has been set. We ready to get it popping, man. We're going to go ahead and get into this track and find out what the judges think, so y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He did a fantastic job.
Working, I live and I learn. I always gotta stay focused. I don't wanna get burned. I don't live for fucking nothing. I don't do it for free. I gotta slow down. This life's too fast for me. One day, you will fucking see. Life is painted like a picture, perfect from a glance. I'ma make it worth it. I can see it when you dance. I feel good, you feel good. That's all that matters. This ain't a game like snakes and fucking ladders. We go up, sometimes we going down. I wanna see a smile and never see a frown. I could be a king, I could wear the crown. You could be my queen, I will never fool around. even when I go rolling through the town. You know how I ballin' while I'm fucking round. You know how I spit it, this is how I make the sound. This is how I get down. Making money, I make it to burn. So if you got questions, don't get too concerned. I got a million reasons to keep doing what I'm doing. I got a life and I'm living in my dreams. I keep pursuing, rolling through this whole neighborhood of my past, thinking of my goals and how it went by so fast. Now it's all about the cash, all about the bottle. Now just take the time and pour it on the model. I'ma live a life that you could only dream. We know I ain't alone, I did it with my team. I'm going out to party, paparazzi, you see. Going platinum, going gold, I'm a G. I'ma live a life that you could only dream. We know I ain't alone, I did it with my team. I'm going out to party, paparazzi, you see. Going platinum, going gold, I'm going on MTV.
You can never and still have nothing.
Can you believe
that even your wildest dreams can make you a break out?
Holy shit, we're back on. I'm so pissed off, y'all. Like, I'm so sorry about that. Let me get everybody back on. Nizzy. Oh,
okay.
My God, I'm so sorry about that, y'all.
Hey, yo, you just Dr. Doomed us, nigga.
hold on, man. Let me get Jen and Jay Caddy, man. These guys are still on hold.
Nope.
I appreciate y'all patience. I'm going to get Ronchi Ray back on. I think, Vicky had to go. She had another engagement to handle. So we talked about that before the show. I'm all out of breath because I done ran down the steps and had to run back up the steps when I realized, just when I thought the show was over, I realized it came back on. I'm like, to all the listeners, everybody listening, I deeply apologize. Y'all know we put in a lot of work to get this done. I mean, flyers posted all on social media, everything. And, you know, it definitely wasn't on us, but I take responsibility because y'all took the time to listen and come and participate, and you're like, what's been happening for the last 20 minutes? For some reason, the switchboard just stopped working, and it was frozen. I called Blog Talk Radio and everything. Like, I did everything to get it back. It popped back up on its own. I deeply apologize. It was out of my control, but I take full responsibility for this. Nonetheless, thankfully, we still have our judges. Now, we got to get I'm going to get Ronchi Ray back on the line, and we're going to see what we're going to do about the Vicky Shakespeare situation. So we'll probably go back on a brief hold, but it won't be like last time. We'll be back now. But since first of all, Jay Caddy, you there?
Yo, yeah, man.
Hey, Jay Caddy, I appreciate you so much for being willing to hold on, man. I really, really do. Genesis, you there?
Yes, sir.
Genesis, I appreciate you too, man. Judges, the same thing. Like, I appreciate all you guys for hanging tough, man, throughout this ridiculous technical issue we was experiencing. That's the first time this ever happened on this show where it was that bad in the middle of a live show. With that said, man, all right, let's
I don't think we lost anybody though.
yeah. I'm gonna get Ronchi Ray back, but we good. Let's get back to the task at hand. So we heard Jay Caddy spit, and then we heard Genesis spit. All right, let's start in order from Mark 2. Who did you felt won, and why?
Okay. I felt Genesis 1, and the reason I say that is J. Caddy, your bars, man, you did your thing. No doubt about it. I respect. I'm an MC just like you. You definitely did your thing. But my problem was you was kind of laid back. You had, like, not too much aggression. And when Genesis came in, he came for the throat. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to everything that you were saying, but, I mean, like, he was, like, actually going for the kill. You're a great writer, man. I can hear it in your bars. You're a great writer. But he was pretty much on some Spartan battling, like, really trying to decapitate you, man. And it's like, I really have to give it to Genesis. But shout out to you, J. Caddy. You did your thing, my man.
Word up, bro. Respect.
There go them Clippers again.
That's my
Miami. Can y'all hear me? All right, Sin, Mr. Sinister, we need to hear from you.
Sir.
Who did you felt won and why?
I'm gonna have to give this round to the homie Genesis. And I'm gonna have to quote him on this. He just Dr. Doomed him. He really got me with that line, you know what I'm saying? That one stood out to me. I'm a Marvel fanatic. You know what I'm saying? J. Caddy, you did your thing. As a fellow lyricist, I heard the lyricism in your bars. I understand clearly what you were saying. And as Mark too said, this is a battle, and it's go hard or go home. And you was chilling at home tonight, you know what I'm saying? So it's all respect, it's all love. But Genesis, you know, he brought it full forward tonight.
All right, that leaves Jace. I mean, the majority rules, so it's already two. But let's find out what Jace thought.
Man, shout out to Mr. Sanders, first and foremost. Yeah. I just want to shout you out real quick. You know, Mr. Sanders, yo, trip me out, yo. All right. I'm going to say what I said, and we were talking about the battle. Genesis turned into the nemesis. Like, it was just like the nigga, like, when you play Resident Evil 3, you and you're like, your last limb, and you go somewhere, and Nemesis come around the corner, and you know you can't fight that nigga, but he gets you. It was like that to me. Like, it was Game of Thrones. It was blood. It was that. I got to give the Genesis because of that. Now, J. Caddy, your approach was like a song approach to it. I think that's where you lacked at, because it was like that was for a song. Your whole approach was like you was dropping some bars in the studio. And the way Genesis came, it was like, yo, we on the streets. I got a knife and a sword. You ain't got no choice. So that, to me, that's how it was. Like, I ain't trying to be funny, but that's how it was. Like, your bars was like for the studio. His bars was like for the actual, you know, the battle for the fight. You know, no, you know, it was good, but it was just, it wasn't for the studio.
So it looks like it's unanimous, clean sweep across the board in favor of Genesis. So it looks like Genesis wins this battle, and Genesis will be going to the championship round. So, I mean, I'm going to give both of y'all did y'all thing. You know, I'm not here to judge. All I can say is, you know, that's what I got my judges for. All I can say is y'all both did y'all thing, man, and I'm, you know, definitely I tilt my hat to both of y'all for even signing up for this, and both of y'all coming here, spitting y'all bars, doing y'all thing. Now, with that being said, man, since somebody saying something?
I was going to say, you know, I know we got the issue that you was about to explain, and because of that, I figured J. Caddy could give one more ride home, and I want to hear what he got to say before he go out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know we was going to do the battle for respect against the ones who weren't passed on in the competition, and I knew we were going to do that, so I want to stick to that and give him his respect as an artist and let him give us something, you know what I'm saying, before he go out.
Yeah, because J. Caddy does,
man,
have another round. Now, we lost Vicky Shakespeare. She something came up last minute. So it's like she wasn't actually going to be able to stay on the whole battle anyway, but this technical issue made it where now I don't, it looks like we're not going to have her at all, which is very unfortunate. But, yeah, I guess we can just go ahead and hear J. Caddy's next round, because everybody was going to spit twice regardless. It's no point in letting J. Caddy in. I don't know. We could. I'm just totally thrown off right now. We could let J. Caddy and Raunchy Ray battle, but obviously J. Caddy already got one out. So, I mean,
shit. I want to hear what he has to think.
Let's hear J. Caddy. You got the stage, man. Like, let's. First of all, let me get Raunchy Ray up on here. Because Raunchy Ray, she was also very patient throughout this process, and she's still here with us, and she's on the line now. This switchboard is acting crazy, man. Like, I hit the button, and it says load and load. Raunchy Ray, you there?
Yeah.
All right, I want to thank you for your patience as well, man. Big shout out to you for your patience. So we're going, J. Caddy.
Yeah, bro.
All right. Everybody wants to hear you spit again, man. We don't have Vicky Shakespeare right now, so I'm over here just trying to get my life together. This is crazy. J. Caddy, man, we waiting to hear those bars, man.
And yo, word up, man. I'm on vacation. That's why I'm laid back. All right.
You can just start as soon as you're ready, J. Caddy. We just want to hear you out, man.
Okay, man. Here. I'm the king, but you can go and break bread. Police, fuck law, yeah, fuck you and fuck the feds. We all gotta eat, working in my street. I'ma live my life, feeding off the weak. My dream's so pure and it's sounding good. I'm a soldier and I grew up in the fucking hood. Trap star, living where I fucking should. Fucking my dough, I wish you fucking would. Like the old grains in my Cadillac, yeah, turn it up while I'm spitting them facts. I could take it all away or I could bring it all back. There's a difference between hip-hop and suicide rap. It's me across the map. I can't close my eyes, all I see in my vision is a whole pile of them stacks. Now verse after verse, all I hear is your track. You making a bunch of noise, but I ain't hearing none of that. So I switch it up like it's controversy. Go through so many bars, it's kind of making me thirsty. I started battle rapping at 10, but now I'm still at it while I'm closer to 30. I ain't afraid of you, nothing you can ever do to hurt me. Say a few names, tell a couple jokes. But in the real life industry, I would really have you smoked. Rolled up, sparked down, get you thrown out the club. I'm never showing hate, so you should start showing me love. If you're not clear-minded on a song, you end up like Young Thug. I got a story from the real to the best. It's called a lifeline, no in-between of being stressed. Don't cry because your bitch just left. Be a real dog and try to pass a bitch's test. A-plus for the real to ever breathe. B for the G's too angry to fucking see. D for the hoes holding it down for the streets. A big fucking F for the ones who be faking shit. Because when you try to be just like me, fuck off. That shit don't happen that quick. I'm still on the road for my fans, so let's take a couple of picks. But first off, I have one main priority. It's winning this shit and screaming out fuck authority. You could try to lock me up and try to change what you can. You can keep on fucking trying, but you will never change who I am. I wouldn't even quit music, even if I didn't have any fans. I wouldn't quit pimping, even if I didn't have any plans. But I'd be forever making money, cooking it up with pots in the pans. See, look, fucking with me is a whole nother level, baby. You try to battle against me, but everybody going crazy. I'm the underground king and never grew up to be lazy. So by the end of my lyrics on this show, I'll have you all thinking you paid me. So when you rap against me, all I hear is blah, blah, blah. You next to be in the shit, you kind of sounding like Jaw. I'll always be the breadwinner, I really don't have any flaws. But when I get angry, I swipe you down with a bare paw. My birthday 187, just say it like T-Raw. But nowadays I kind of feel like young Kobe. Rich as fuck and everybody want to know me. If you don't like my hustle, you got options like suck my dick or just blow me. I fucking hate politics, just like I hate being lonely. You can say you're real when you're fake, but you really have to show me. I eat like a boss, fine wine and steak. But you really have to show me. I eat like a boss, fine wine and steak. You sitting back, stuffing your face with bologna. I hate wasting my time spitting bars on my last breath. I preach to the golden gates like I was planning a big test. And in the end of my words, he looked dead in my eyes and said, "Caddy, you blessed." And that's all he said. Damn, he just had to confess. Somebody calling me. Damn it. My phone beeping.
Okay.
All right, you done, JK? I was giving you a chance. I know you got interrupted, so I don't know if you want. You had more bars. I'm gonna let you get all your bars out, man. Cause
yeah, I got my bars out, man. But like, I got to the end, and somebody's trying to call me, and my phone keeps beeping. It was cutting me out.
Damn.
I was like, fuck it. I'm starting over that verse.
Almost like when you were in a booth and you spitting your rhymes and. Right when you almost done, somebody call you and smash your whole, yeah, I feel
man,
it, man.
I honestly learned from that. When I step in the booth, I leave my fucking phone in the car.
I hear that. Put it on airplane mode. Shoot.
Yeah, man.
This is crazy. I'm just pissed off right now. For real, this is crazy. Because it's like, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? My name attached to this, and I made this happen along with everybody else doing their parts, and it's like, I feel like a damn idiot right now, but like I said, like, you know, the technical difficulties is out of my hand. I take full responsibility, man, and how you having everybody waiting all that time, man. We got 7, hold up, let me see, 702. Wait. All right, hold on. 702?
What's good with it?
Yeah, who that?
What's good with it? It's D-Tay from Ahab. Man, just calling up to hear my boy Fatboy Genesis kill some shit, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to hear me spit some bars too, boy, I'm down.
And we got Ahab in the building.
he came prepared tonight.
Yeah, it was a real good. You know, I'm not allowed to give my opinion as the host of this whole event, but I can say it was definitely an interesting first battle number one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you said you from Ahab, you a battle rapper yourself.
Oh yeah, Genesis my boy, hell yeah, for sure. CMTF,
you know what,
all day long.
All this crazy stuff happening, man, shoot. For all of that, I mean y'all on the same side though, but damn. All this crazy stuff happening, man, shoot. I wish I would have known you before this, you know what I mean? Cuz it's
right.
Crazy, man. This is crazy, man. I promise y'all, next time it's going to be a lot cleaner. This is the first time on our show, because we do like regular talk radio, but we love hip-hop, we love battle rap, we love bars. We watch A-Hat, we watch URL, we watch KOTD, Don't Flop, all of that. Like, we not some people that don't know about this and just doing it for the heck of it. Like, we know, like, we be in the studio ourselves, the judges rap, you know, I rap, you know what I mean? It's crazy, so like, you know, I'm just saying that I can't stress enough how, like, I wanted this to go right, and it's just, like, just shattered on me. But it's all good. We still here, you know. And the judges have decided who they felt won. You know what I mean? We still got Raunchy Ray in the building. So it looks like it's by default is going to be Raunchy Ray and Genesis in the championship round, or by default,
cool.
Automatically. You know what I mean? And
nice.
This what is it? D-Tac? I want to make sure I get your name right. Is it D-Tac?
D-Tay. D-T-A-Y. D-Tay the Hustler.
Oh, D-Tay. Damn. I'm Tay. I should know that. Damn.
Yeah.
D-Tay. Hey, big shout out to you, man. Hey, I'm going to check out some of your battles, man. You got some battles posted on A-Hat?
Bro, I just had my URL PG this weekend. Kill old boy. You
what?
Know what I'm saying? Battle Kick.
Did
Battle
you
Kick Classic.
URL? Oh, shit.
Yeah, have my URL PG. Yes, sir. Killed that shit. But go check me out versus Dre Vicious or versus Cali Boy Smooth, versus Eli A's, B-Side, any of them. Check out Cali Smooth. I killed Cali. I killed Dre Vicious. Go check that shit out, bro. No bullshit.
Hey, big shout out to you, man. We're going to definitely check you out, man. Big shout out to you for calling in, man. We're going to definitely check you out. Good looking.
Yeah, 702, that Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Sin City. Putting it down out here.
Yeah, big shout out to Vegas, man. Vegas in the building. Ahab. Big shout out to Ahab, man. Big shout out to DJ for you know what I mean, coming through. Hey, and congratulations once again on that on making that URL stage. You know, that is the big stage for battle rap. That's like the WWE of battle rap. So a big shout out to you for that, man. Definitely, man. And with that said, Genesis, you still with us? Let's get Genesis. Genesis somehow got muted. All right, Jen.
Oh, yeah, y'all ain't hear nothing I was just saying.
No, you was muted somehow, man. I'm telling you, man, this is crazy, man. Like, everything just is going wrong right now. Like, this is crazy. But, yeah, man, your boy just called in. I know you heard him, man, DJ. Big shout out to him, man. Matter of fact, let me, you know what I mean? Did you want to say something to your boy before we move on?
Oh, shit, I'm ready to eat. Let's do this.
Oh, you ready to eat? All right. Well, you know what I mean? Y'all talk after this. You know what I mean? So, you know what it is. Now, Raunchy Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, Raunchy Ray, you ready to get it popping?
Yeah, I'm ready,
All right. Now, this is what I can do for you, Ray. You got two rounds ready for us, right?
Yeah.
If you want, you can combine both of your rounds and just go all the way in with both of your rounds. You can stop at the first round and just go straight into the second one because by default, you're automatically in the championship round because Vicky had to go. She wasn't able to stay anyway. So by default, if once y'all two went, the judges probably would have said their opinion, but by default, you would have had to have won anyway because she had something to do on top of the technical difficulties we had because, like I said, this night is just going horribly wrong. But by default, you're automatically in the championship round, you know. And so, like I was saying, you can go ahead and spit both of your rounds all in one, and you can just get it popping, you know what I mean? So we listening, man. We pretty much ready when you are.
All right. They put me in the battle, they must want war. When I'm done, they'll be screaming, encore. When I'm in your girl, she asks no more. I'm just the type to give what she asking for. I'm underground now, you should send me on tour. They wasn't ready for what I had in store. I love rap, I'm a lyricist. My opponents are delirious. Rappers make me furious. I kill this shit like it's something serious. Do I have an equal? I'm just curious. I can't be beat. You can't stop me. You in the back, I'm in the lead. For this music, I breathe. I was born to succeed. My life is poetry in motion. Therefore, I give my devotion. Put in so much emotion to get your ears open. Other rappers are just a gimmick. Just want to get rich quick. I'm here to get lifted and offer enrichment. I defy the status quo. It's true, I had to let y'all know. I showed off for the show. I had to kill it before I go. You a fan on the low. I have my hands in your hoe, in case you ain't know so. My flow is defiant. I got it down to a science. Haters listen in silence. I just offer my guidance. Music is my craft. I'm about the numbers. Do the math. Y'all niggas just don't add up. It's time to subtract. Your hoes pick up more than yellow cad. My words hurt like a jab. My bad. I have a habit of putting niggas on blast. I'm not done yet. I'm still paying my dues. And I'm a giant, so you can't stand in my shoes. My style bad like a child doing terrible twos. I'm living for me. You can't tell me what to do. Your style stinks like dumpster juice. Needless to say, you have room to improve. Meanwhile, I'm blowing up like balloons. My style is animated like cartoons. I don't mean to sound too graphic, but like my girl's pussy spread out, face buried in a mattress. Killing a pussy, it's tragic. My flow is so eloquent, that's not an embellishment. My words flow so elegant, everything else is irrelevant. When I'm finished, I need to stand an ovation. With hard work and dedication, I have proven myself to be the new sensation. I go hard, no hesitation. If you battle me, you must have a death wish. My flow is so gifted, yet I'm a savage. Don't get it twisted. I'm a soldier, but never enlisted. And when I finish, my opponents diminish.
All right. I mean, did you, was that everything? You got more for us, or that's it?
Yeah, that was round one. That was the first one.
Okay. All right. Cool. Let's see what that other round sounded like. The judges are automatically, they listening, so don't pay that no mind, the fact that it's quiet. Everybody just listening to everything you're saying, you know what I mean? So everybody's being quiet on purpose. So let's hear the rest of them bars.
All right. I walked in the room with something to prove. Out of the blue with a bad attitude. Don't get confused. I call the shots. Boss shit. I'm queen of the castle. Boss bitch. I'm here getting established. Using my words to advantage. You go against me, you vanish. Cross me, get sliced like meat. Cold cut sandwich. I'm a rowdy check. I do a lot of damage. I bring the pain and destruction. I rock the percussion. No room for discussion. Y'all niggas suck and it's discussion. Disgusting. Why your mouth still running? Your words are repugnant. Don't understand, grab a dictionary. I'm a visionary. Killing when it's necessary. My flow is the greatest. Legendary. If you don't have a clue, you lose. Dictionary. I like my women eating out my lap, laying on their back, titties jumping, making a booty clap. You can't trust these hoes. Leave them alone in your home. Because when you get to your house, you might find on the couch with another nigga dick in her mouth. Or in my case, you might find her with my pussy in her face. A nigga bitch want me. He mad at me, though. Got him salty like Fritos. Take a shot to the ego. I go on like three throws. I can't stop now, just getting started. Someone call a doctor, my flow is retarded. Can't you see I'm a menace? I punch a nigga in his grill, his teeth crooked. No dentist. Punch him in the eye, it's lights out. I'm shining like the sun when it's nice out. Take a bitch for the thrill. Make her feel higher than an ecstasy pill. She want a refill. I'm dope for real. I got massive appeal. Waiting to sign a deal. I'm nice with it. Don't try me. Or you're risking some best friends with an IV. I could have been in the Ivy League. I'm not tripping, though. I got a trip up my sleeve. I'm killing shit like niggas screaming R.I.P. I have tunnel vision. Dollar signs is all I see. I'm a veteran, so you know I get better with time. Name an MC with a flow harder than mine. It's going to be kind of hard to find because I'm one of a kind. And they don't make them like me no more. I get tens across the board. I'm a winner, eating wet rappers for dinner. I got a fierce appetite. I'm starving to get on the mic. If the beat not, I make the beat rock. Addicted to the flows, I need detox. I can take it old school, kill it on the beatbox. I'm high like treetops. I'm choking on the green like a headlock. I smoke like a rock, you can tell by the dreadlocks. And believe it or not, I know some niggas who will shoot up your block. Leave blood spatters on your socks and Reeboks. I'm high like rockets, electric like sockets, dedicated to the profit. Married to the money, the fame is my side, bitch. The clip is my sidekick. Wanna fight, you can get dropkick or pistol whip. I like my women exotic like they come from the tropics. Compared to me, y'all little like hobbits. Piss me off, I'm chopping dicks off. Lorena Bobbitt. I'm too dark like I'm gossip. My flow sick like it's toxic. Leaving listeners shocked and astonished. Y'all niggas old news like yesterday's paper. I'm higher than skyscrapers. I'm grinding like a skater. I'm with the movers and the shakers. I mastered the art of wordplay. I let my rats pop off like an AK. All I do is let them spray. I let myself get carried away. I word stuff off the page. I painted the perfect picture. Break it down like swishes. I'm higher than the Big Dipper. Y'all losing, I'm the victor. My flow is off the Richter, and my soul makes me much richer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Miss Rashi Raises. That dude. Okay, that's interesting. Wow. Okay. That's what it is. All right, let's get Jen up on here. Jen?
Yo.
Alright. Let's go ahead and Ray, we're just gonna place you on hold real quick. I'ma still play everybody's songs too. You know, I just play them while the judges go back and delivery for this. So, Jen, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, be ready to hear this, Jen. This is the championship round. Hold on, before you start, Jen, this is the championship round. I know things got kind of, you know, just crazy for a minute, but this is still happening. This is still going down. This is still for the championship. This is still popping right now. So everybody that's listening, this ain't no lie. Just for the heck of it, just go. This is still for the gold, you know. This is really popping. So now I feel like I'm sounding like Smack. I'm just rambling. Yeah, but hey man, Jim, we listening, man. We want to hear them bars, man. What it is?
Yo, now please understand when I spit. I'm going to call you a bitch as many times as I can. You want to be my enemy? Cool. But I promise you probably going to end up a fan. You look like your pussy and your strap-on stink, and you got facial hair like a man. That's why I sure hope you a gay bitch, because you got a real ugly face, bitch, that predator grill. Look like you straight off the spaceship. I snatch every dread out your head and bet you won't say shit. Kill you with a bullet and finger fuck you with the casing. But fuck that. Let's get to these bars. I'm not usually one for the gossip and talk, so I don't care what the next say. But I know you a fake see-through, bitch, because I asked your ex. Ray, you lick and rub cat. I fuck pussy. You do that pet play. You literally want to be me, so your weird ass getting a sex change? Look, my real name's Eric. I don't hoop, so I don't pull no pump fakes. Graffiti artist and fag killer with an AR. I get a punk sprayed, fully automatic. That'll make you holy, so I named it Sunday. These hollow heads will rain in your crib or eclipse your sun, Ray. Yep, I can already hear it. Your dyke ass is out of gas, and you're in need of petrol. The only time Ray taking a shot is drinking XO. And your chick like a pimp. See, I done learned your best hoe and bagged that bitch as if she's a seedy stress. Oh, you get that? That's some bad regular weed. But fuck that, being a referee paid to throw a game is the only time you'll be letting a tech go. I be loading rounds in the shit that'll put holes in your vest. Blow chunks of you all over your dashboard, seats in the flow. So when I say I'll spray in Malibu's, bitch, I ain't talking about West Coast. And please believe it, G, I'm really the reason we having this meeting this evening, so don't you try none of that sneaky deceitful shit that I peeped on the screen when I YouTubed your bitch ass and only seen you bitching and screaming and hollering with no substance, no meaning. Look, I'm mean and I stay scheming, nigga. To beat me, you got to be dreaming or having a fucking nightmare, because I'm a demon, believe it, nigga. Oh, I checked around, too. You don't be in these streets. You're an at-home auntie healing boo-boos and kissing cheeks, nigga. So I figure you should probably stop with this battle rap and just get back to your track shit. Wait, nah, don't do that, don't do that. Because, see, your tracks is whack as shit, and they ain't getting no traction. It's probably the fact that you trash, dumbass, and you only spit whack shit. Kill yourself, little whoopee. Go shoot craps in traffic. Then you try to say you flyer. Bitch, I'm higher. You're just some white bitch in the woods, motherfucker. I'm Mike Myers. Only time you bust off the strap is in the air. You a dyke flyer. You've been around all of this time, but you only lukewarm. You a broke dryer. If your rap career's your record, bitch, you have no priors. Couldn't spit a hot line if your mouth was on fire. And I promise, I ain't even warmed up yet. This bitch begging for a life, and I ain't even cocked the pump yet. I'ma blast once, then I'm burning with a stump bet. I had your whole family 28s. Now that's an upset. And trust, you ain't gotta like my shit, cause I got a click of niggas that I hype my shit. But Genesis spit fire when I write that shit. Pen and pad get to fighting like two dyke chicks. CMTS in the fucking building.
Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. So, all right. That was Genesis. And y'all know what time it is, man. Championship round, man. Championship round. Everybody hold their thoughts, hold their opinions. Everybody just settle down. We're gonna go ahead and go to the back room and deliberate. And we're gonna play songs from both Genesis and Raunchy Ray, who was very patient about this process. Once again, shout out to both of y'all for holding on. We're gonna play songs from both of y'all. Let the judges take their time deliberating. After all, this is for the gold. And when we come back, the champion will be announced. The first time CBR champion will be announced. Y'all just hold on, don't go nowhere. I promise we good this time. Don't hang up. We're not going to get stuck in the back room no more. Technical difficulties has been worked out. You're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. T-Real, Nizzy Nay, the host. Mark II, Mr. Sinister, and Jates, the judges. Y'all just hold on for us. We're going to play some songs from both Raunchy Ray and Genesis, and we'll be back. Y'all stay tuned.
All my life I had a dream, time to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me. All my life I had a dream, trying to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me. All my life I had a dream, trying to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me. All my life I had a dream, trying to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me.
Even as an adolescent, I had a blessing. I tell it you can't dispute. I always wrote the truth, things that I've been through. Hurt and pain, anger and disdain, and still I remain a force to be working with. But you don't wanna fuck with this. I'm a lyrical weapon, so use discretion. I beat my opponents, I had a component. I'm a working machine. There's something in my genes that makes my flow so mean. My tantalizing rhymes may leave you tongue-tied, mostly mesmerized. And your girl wanna ride with me like Bonnie and Clyde. She wanna blow till she high. I make her feel so fly, I get in her guts. We fuck till we fuck till we bust. And she swallow, and she know like I know. I'm an asshole with a nasty flow. I run up in your hoe, when I'm done I let it go. Cause it's back to the show. Money equals power, all about the bloody dollar. And I never had much where I come from, it's no income. But I need an abundance, cause being broke is redundant.
All my life I had a dream, time to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me. All my life I had a dream, time to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me.
All my life I had a dream, trying to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me.
All my life I had a dream, trying to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me.
I refuse to lose, instead I choose to exude exuberance. Start a new movement,
destined for greatness. For those who gotta make it from the bottom to the top, don't quit, I'll never stop. My passion is all I got, so it's gotta make me hot. Gonna burn like a fever, turn haters to believers. Fuck you naysayers, we play haters. Y'all can take a seat with the rest of the niggas lined up against me. I'll do what it takes to be great. You can never steal my fate. I got too much to say and many mics to say. Trying me is suicide. I live life, do or die. Living life too foolish. Fuck the bullshit, I'm here to win. Over and over and over again. Till you just can't stand it. Time to raise on the planet. I was out this world when I landed. I'm extraterrestrial, high on the pedals. My win is inevitable. Who's on my level? No one. I'm like a shogun or the samurai. Don't look me in the eye unless you won't be terrified. My words slice like incisions. I'm out this world like dimensions. I suggest you pay attention when I
all
speak.
All my life
just
I had a dream. Time to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me. All my life I had a dream. Time to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me.
All my life I had a dream. Time to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me.
All my life I had a dream. Time to make it a reality. Ain't nobody stopping me.
Stopping me, stopping me, stopping me, stopping me, stopping me, stopping me.
We can't escape.
back. I told y'all I wasn't going to let y'all down this time. We back. We back right on time, man. Once again, I can't apologize enough times about that technical difficulty that happened earlier, man. That's crazy. But we back. Let's bring everybody back. Okay, Raunchy Ray?
Yeah.
All right, Genesis?
Yes, sir.
Jakes?
Yo.
Mark 2?
Y'all ready.
Nizzy Nay?
Yep.
My nigga Sin?
You know.
All right, everybody is in the building. So everybody, we're going to follow the same order. We're going to start with Mark 2. Now, once again, this is for the gold. This is for the championship. This determines who is the CBR champion. This is what it is. This is what we all came for tonight. Mark 2, your thoughts. Who won? Who is the – I can't say who's the champion because you still got to let the other judges go. But who won and why?
I got to give it to Genesis, and the reason is, first off, let me say this. Ray, you came with it. You did your thing, you came with it. But actually, the difference I see in that, and like with the battle, he came with some serious disrespect. You had some disrespect, you had your killer bars in there too, definitely. But what he came with was like, I mean, there's punches, schemes, like, oh my goodness, it was wow. Only thing I can say is you did your thing, yo. But he just came with this whole disrespect that took the whole thing like to another level, yo. Shout out to you though, Ray. You did your thing though.
Moving right along. Oh,
yeah.
Damn, I was muted. Sorry, y'all. So we heard from Mark 2. Now, that's Mark 2's vote. Now, Mr. Sinister, who did you feel won and why?
I'm going to start my statement off by saying Raunchy Ray definitely brought lyricism. Her wordplay was phenomenal, you know. She's definitely a caliber artist when it comes to wordplay. But in the realm of battling, you must be a battle rapper. And Genesis definitely brought forth the battle rap mentality tonight. He definitely brought forth what I was looking for with the delivery and the charisma and just all-out personality as a battle rapper. So I'm going to have to give it to Genesis on the behalf of the format of which he delivered his bars. And definitely a sick battle rapper. I give him that hands down. You know, I'm still stuck on Doctor Doom. You know what I'm saying? Genesis did his thing tonight. You know, he's definitely a battle rapper. Raunchy Ray, you know, you're my homie. You know, I fucks with you heavy. You know what I'm saying? You definitely bring them bars. You bring them that wordplay that I admire. But in the battle realm, you got to battle, point blank.
All right, that's Mr. Sinister. Jates, how'd you feel? Who you felt won and why?
Nah. Brought you ready. Started out slow and gradually went up and surprised me. I'm like, what? Because she started really, 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 really getting into it. But I got to give it to Genesis. Reason being is because, like, Mr. Tennyson said, like, he came with it. Like, his whole approach was like, we're battling, we're fighting, you know, I'm punching you in your face. And, you know, Rachel Ray was more like a not Rachel Ray. Why I call her Rachel Ray? I'm tired. Forgive me.
Raunchy Ray.
I got a kid, man. I don't get enough sleep at home. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is, like, she was more so showing her technique. Like, I can do this. And she was doing a little bit, but that nigga? Yeah. Both of y'all was ill with it, yo. That nigga, yo, Dennis is sick, yo. He need to get checked out. Yo.
Well, it, you know, looks like it's a unanimous and it's official 3-0 decision that everybody respects what Raunchy Ray did and what she brought to the table, but at the end of the day, it can only be one winner, one CBR champion tonight, and that is Genesis.
Yeah.
We had to show you some love, Genesis. Congratulations, man. You're the new CBR champion, man. What's going on, Genesis?
Man, chilling. I still, you know, I still got one round. I got to get out there because, you know, I'm a little heated about that other situation that happened.
About Miss Vicky Shakespeare.
Right. And that's the homie now, so it ain't no hate or nothing. But, I mean, that shit kind of drove me a little bit.
All right, yeah, so for those who might have caught the show late or was thrown off, Vicky had something she had to do, so she couldn't make it, as I was explaining earlier. She was on the line, but once we got caught up in the technical difficulty and was stuck in the back room and couldn't come back on air, she had to go. She had to go anyway. She only would have been able to do one battle. So she wasn't able to finish the competition, and that's what Genesis is referring to. So Jen's saying he has some bars for Vicky. And the judges, I know the judges in the back room were saying that they wanted to hear some more from Genesis. Judges, y'all want to hear what Genesis had to say about Vicky Shakespeare?
You all ready, man.
I want to hear. Keep me astonished. I am astonished tonight.
I'm ready, man. It's got to get done. I mean, unfinished business, man. Unfinished
real
business.
Shit. I'm still hungry. I need my dessert. You feel me?
Hey, brother, you was coming. You know, you had a vision. We all had one vision of this competition. It didn't plan the way we wanted it, but it still went down. But before we do that, Raunchy Ray, man. Man, big shout to you. You came. You did two straight rounds. You didn't choke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got through. Hey, matter of fact, you got to get some love. You really got to get some love. You didn't choke. You stayed patient. You went against an actual battle rapper. For those who don't know, Genesis battled on A-Hat. It's a real battle league. Look it up on YouTube. He battles for real.
And World Battle League.
Raunchy Ray is an artist that, decided she was going to do this for hip-hop, and she was going to go on with bars, and she didn't care about people getting personal or disrespect. I remember I was talking to Raunchy Ray, and I was like, it might be some real disrespect. One of the people is a real battle rapper. She's like, I don't care. I'm going to do me. I'm going to do Raunchy Ray, and I respect that. You comfortable in your own skin, Raunchy Ray, and
real
we respect
shit.
You. The rest assure, all of us on this line right now respect you. You hear me, Raunchy Ray?
That's real.
Yeah, that's cool. I respect y'all, too. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, love. Hey, yeah, and you did your thing, and you actually said some stuff that really surprised some of us. And then I heard you getting disrespectful. I was like, okay. I thought last I checked, you wasn't getting disrespectful. I heard you starting to get a little disrespectful in that second, one. I could tell you put a little umph to that second one. So that's what we've been looking for, that disrespect and that grittiness. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, yo, when I get done, y'all got enough time for my nigga DT to spit a little something?
Hell yeah, man. This. Look, that makes me feel a little better about this situation, man. Back to business. Genesis got something he wanted to get off his chest because he had ammo for everybody. And I'm gonna let you just go ahead and say what you got.
I want to say this before Genesis gets started. I just want to say that my man Genesis just took his girl out on a nice date to Ruth Chris tonight on the line. And said, you can eat whatever you want because I'm going to eat whoever I want. You feel me? go ahead,
Go ahead and give them bars, Genesis. All
right, so, yo, I said, no lie. I'ma literally find you. I'ma rape this bitch. Have every member of CMTF fuck while your son Messiah videotape the shit. I got 11 different inches and ways to make you take the dick. Tell you to gag and spit on it, bitch. Act like it make you sick. Speaking of your son, he more pussy than a gaping hole he fell out of. Cause his mother's a weak slut and his father's a fucking coward. Bitch, when I go ham, let that be a midsummer night dream. Or better yet, the Thule get drawn. Either get murked or pull yourself a Juliet off yourself. Get it, bitch, Romeo and Juliet. No silk e-fine, but my gun's hot sex on a platter. Because it'll get you wet. And please remember, you are not amazing. So please jump from that skyline and stop the shaking. You are just another light-skinned, over-emotional, wannabe battle-rapping, lesbian-looking nigga bitch with feminine tendencies and got me twisted. No licorice. You are the body, and I brought the bag. So you only got two options. Either willingly get in it or get your sweet ass burned and boxed up, bitch. Send it sticks. Now see how I perform under the pressure? Bitches to second guess us get limbs bloodied and severed and separated in dresses. I got seven niggas that set up all over your city. Sellers with psychos that ain't gonna say nothing. Bystanders that ain't gonna see nothing. And you ain't gonna hear nothing. Call my goons them Helen Kellers. And you like something like Mexican or something, right? That's cool. Cause I got some essays in a minivan with a chopper that got a drum. That shit kick and get the spinning, it'll air this square out. I call it window fan. And your square ass man can't show his face in the hood. He's George Zimmerman. These 9mm hollow heads will enter and kill your inner man and one in your little man. But I bet you ain't even get it. See, that's because you got the intellect of a shit-throwing gorilla. Meanwhile, I'ma get this bitch hotter than midsummer in Vegas rocking a chinchilla. This whore is a deep throat master. The way she dodged balls is like she co-starred in an old movie with Ben Stiller. Now, if your weak-ass man Gibraltar get involved, my squad will have more bodies in the street than Mike Jackson's video Thriller. Now, check it. You can't spit. And Shay the Truth can't either. He rap with two racks and they cut off the speakers. But y'all made for each other. You both whack and need features. Both of all of y'all tracks is lacking gas. No heaters. I know more than you think. I'm prominent with no common sense. Best believe I enter war with all kind of reconnaissance. I got a tiny casket and suit for that faggot Dominic. I know it's only seven, but fuck it, I'm trying to body shit. And trust when I say I don't spit weak. I speak rage, and you should see my notebook. It's a heat wave on each page. And Messiah's father don't fuck with you because he fucked you the same night he met you. You're not the type to look up to. You're too easy to ease in. Raw dog and everything. You a lockjaw. You lick balls and catch semen. But trust, you ain't gotta like my shit. Cause I got a clique of niggas that I hype my shit. But Genesis spit fire when I write that shit. Pen and pad get the fight and like two dyke chicks. CMTF in the fucking building.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Yo. I got bars for days. I'm about to roll up this nice ass bag of purple haze.
Hey. Uh-huh.
Hey man, what y'all thought about what Genesis had to say?
Yo, that nigga.
If he would have spit that to Shorty, she probably would have hung up the phone. So you ain't gonna talk about something like that.
All you would have heard was a dial tone, my nigga.
Yo.
I'd have been on the phone like, hey, yo, don't talk about my son like that, yo. Hey, yo, I'll come fight you, yo. Don't talk about my son like that, yo. I love my son.
Man, it's all love and battle rapping war.
Yeah, it's all love, yo. I like that, yo. You make me want to step in the battle realm, yo. Like, I want to talk about a nigga loving how she be sucking me off real good. For real, that's a bad one, nigga. I'm gonna fuck around, nigga. You know, hey, I don't know where everybody from, but in Baltimore, in high school, we used to put niggas on quiet time. If I battle a nigga, I'm trying to put him on QT. You feel me? That's what Genesis out here doing tonight. He even made me want to start writing this. He was spitting like, fuck this. He will come at me like this.
Yeah,
I like that shit, yo. That's competition right there.
Yeah, now, my senior D-Tay, I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't battle my nigga D-Tay for shit, real shit. He'll probably fucked me up bad. But I'm telling you now, that's my mentor. Y'all need to hear that nigga, real shit.
Oh, hey, we're going to get into it. Hey, he's throwing him out. We're going to bring him back on. Mark 2, what you thought about Jen's last round?
Oh, man, yo. For each bar, each line or whatever, man, it was just getting worse and worse and worse. Like, she would have, I mean, straight up, if she was on that phone, that would have been a motherfucking dial tone, man, for real. No call back, straight up. I mean, like, man, you know, like, oh, and oh, man, the kid part, wow. She would have buried that head straight on down. Man, you just, you the art, everything, delivery, everything is there, plus more, man. Straight up,
appreciate
man.
That.
You fucking ill, yo, for real.
I appreciate that, for real.
I mean,
Jace, you got it. Hold on. Jen, I'm going to let you respond to what everybody was saying. Jace, real quick. Jace, how'd you feel about that last round from Jen, man?
Yo, that was like watching Vegeta and Goku fuse together and
dang.
Fight a nigga. Yo, that was ill, yo. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that, yo. He could have chilled and like, yeah, thank you, yo. He could have, you know, rolled up something, popped some popcorn, you know, played some Call of Duty, chilled out. But that nigga, yo, he's sick. Yo, Genesis, you sick with it, yo. You don't you don't have to be there. I'm trying, you know. If you're going to Samurai Jack somebody, you don't have to cut them all the way in half. Like, yo, that nigga is like hopping with Samurai Jack together on the same team. Like, it was crazy, yo. That nigga against you, you watch out for that, yo. Just watch out. You got it. You definitely got it.
Look, hey, man. I found Genesis in the A-Hat group, like the A-Hat group. They got a Facebook group, and I did the post about trying to, you know, do a battle, and he hit me up, and we chopped it up, and the rest was history. You know what I mean? He was with it. He came. He showed up. He was with it. He did his research. Jen, we about to bring your man DT in.
Yeah.
Before we do that, DT, hold on briefly, DT. Don't hang up. Hold on 1 sec. Just briefly, Genesis. Just tell us, like, what separates what you do, your craft as a battle rapper, from an MC that wants to come in battle but doesn't necessarily follow the format or the growth of what battle rap is right now. What do you feel separates the gap? And, like, what would be your advice to MCs listening that might be interested but never battle rap before? Because, obviously, the judges feel like there's a big difference in what you do versus what artists do when they battle.
Well, see, you know, even DT will tell you, like, my first battle, you know what I'm saying, my first professional battle, it was not so smooth because, you know, first and foremost, I'm a studio artist, you know what I'm saying? That's where I started off with battle rap back in, like, late 90s, but we was freestyling. If you ever spit some written shit, you was out the cipher, period. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I had to watch a shitload of battles. I had to learn the format. Like, I still, when I, you know, if I get stuck or, you know, if I'm trying to figure out how to do something, shit, I call DT and he'll tell you that's real shit. Like, you know, he's my mentor with this shit because it's not just putting pen to pad. Like, you really got to plan what you're going to say and you got to plan it. You know, you gotta do it like war. You know what I'm saying? You gotta think of how to hit this motherfucker. You gotta set up the punches. You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta take that power hit. And you gotta know. You know, you gotta watch how to do it. But in order to do it, man, shit, listen to what they're doing. Try to figure out that format, which is, you know, it's relatively simple once you get it. And, you know, just keep writing, man. Stay at it and get battles. The more you battle people that already battle, the better you gonna be. Especially if you a writer like with Ray, man. All she gotta do is battle motherfuckers. The more she battles, the hotter she gonna get, cause she can already write her ass off. She already got the delivery. All she gotta do is learn the format, and she got it, man. But it ain't nothing to it, man. It's just perseverance and being stubborn about not quitting this shit. For real, for real.
Hey, that's what it is, man. I don't wanna leave your man DT
Quoting no longer. DJ.
Oh, yeah. Wait. One more thing. I got to say this. Me and Jay Caddy, man, we're going to have some shit we're going to send y'all, man. We working on a little something. A couple of tracks we're going to send y'all away. So y'all be looking for that.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Matter of fact, let me holler at Jay Caddy. Hey, Jay Caddy, I just want to say once again, man, shout out to you for doing it. Jay Caddy still holding, still listening. He's a good sport.
Yeah, bro.
He's not, you know, sour or nothing. He's still holding on. Jay Caddy, big shout out to you. And, hey, when y'all get that crack together, make sure you send it my way ASAP.
Yo, 100, bro. It's coming.
Hey, that's what it is, Jay Caddy. I'm going to place you back on hold. We gonna see what DT talking about, man. DT, talk to us, man. What's going on, man?
What's good with it, y'all?
I didn't even know you was Genesis's mentor. Like, I didn't even know it was like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I
that's crazy.
I didn't even know either until today, I guess. Shit, that's what's up. Shit, I love it.
Your phone fell off, DT.
Hey, man, the stage is all yours, DJ, man. Like, you know what I mean? Holler at us, man. Whatever. Like, let us know what it is. You know what I mean? You can talk, you rap, whatever you want to do, man. We listening, man.
Shit, you know what? I'll kick y'all a little 1 minute, 60-second little verse. You know what I'm saying? I'll kick something off.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I want to hear something because your man was, my man said he was mentor. He nice, so let's see if the teacher is the teacher.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm gonna
Mr. Miyagi.
I'm going to get into some wordplay shit. See if y'all can catch all my wordplay. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. I say, you know it's your bitch-ass fault. You need to get scraped up. That's a runner that fell. When my trigger spring forward, July heaven sent, bound for a summer in hell. Since you claim you came from the bottom, I'm tearing through muscles and busting the shells. I don't mean to judge you, but you're going to be carried by six when you stand in front of that 12. I grew up a misfit. You just grew up misfit. He the type to be at home trying on his misfit. I'm trying my best to hit him right in the chest, but it was nothing but headshots. I guess I misfit. We smack him. I'm a big dick. I'll tag him if I lift clips bagging with no witness for bragging on that bitch shit over Tony. The Hawk will make him do a kickflip. You think he spit sick? I got a sixth sense. For instance, I'll pitch 10 bricks and have my homies run up and spit six. It's a setup. We hit licks and leave you maxed out. End of sentence. These sections is these sections. I'm going to bring his campaign. He's marked out like an election. You're going to get every shot blocked. I'm going to bust a reject 10. And as soon as I cap 10, you're going to get shot out the pilot seat. And that's an ejection. You're going to shoot and die in the field. You're going to shoot and die in the field. And that's a dice. It's a war zone out here. And it's a dissection. You'll get your belly sliced. And that's a dissection. Then cut you in three more pieces. You're going to dissection. I got nice weapons. Teaching life lessons. If you don't give me green, like a limousine, your side stretching. You ain't paid your tithes, brethren. You ain't my brethren. I'm going to send you on a journey to find heaven. Because like football practice, every day, sidestepping.
Yo.
Take a CMTS in the fucking field.
Yo.
Wow.
Okay.
Yo,
and my whole camp stupid. I'm telling you, man. The whole camp it just get worse and worse. I promise you. And it's like 13 of us.
DJ, he just said he debuted on. You just said your URL debut, right?
Yes, sir.
On Sunday.
Man, I can't wait for that battle. When that battle drop?
Yo,
shit, it should be out within a month. Follow me on Facebook, DJ the Hustler. You know what I'm saying? Look me up, you know what I'm saying? I'm out there doing work, putting in work. CMTF to the fullest, Vegas, putting in work.
Yeah.
Man, that's what it is, man. Hey, man, what y'all thought about DJ, man? Judges. I know I'm not a judge, you know, unofficial, but, like, you know, what y'all thought about DJ, man? What y'all thought about those bars?
Yo. When it comes to DJ, he don't want no replay. He got me out here wanting to spit bars each and every day. And I don't freestyle a lot. I just kick it. Niggas know when it come to flows, Mr. Center gets specific. The realest. The illest. Let me stop. I don't even battle right now. I got bars.
You got Center inspired.
I think you got sent this by DJ.
You make me, if you make me want to rap, you better watch out, because I'm coming.
Right?
For real, I respect it, yo. That's all I'm trying to say at the end of the day, my nigga. When you make a nigga want to follow in your footsteps, that means you're doing something right. You feel me? I love the wordplay. I love the bars. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm not the only artist out here. Shout out to the boy J-Smart, too. Tay Real, Raunchy Ray, my niggas, we get shit in. You feel me? But when it comes to this work, I see it's a lot of competition out there. So I'm sharpening my steel as we speak.
Hey, yeah, hopefully, Nick, on your listeners, listen in and try to get into this battle rap shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Check the channels out, ahad.tv, smackurl.tv. You know what I'm saying? We out here putting in work. Check us out. Everybody who don't know about this battle rap, get out. It's really a hip-hop movement going on. It brings you back to the old days, the old feel of this shit. Oh,
real shit. When niggas had to give their character on the stage, you feel me? Give me a show when you rapping, you feel me? Niggas out here, they coming up with gimmicks. I want a show, you feel me? I want to see that it's real.
Yeah, we ain't pulling no daylight shit, no gimmicks out here. We putting some real shit in.
So no daylight.
Yo.
Yo, look, that nigga daylight, yo. These niggas say he like to suck. You know what on everything? Me ain't gay. That's all I had to say about that nigga. Yo, that nigga, yeah. But anyway.
But hey, don't sleep on daylight. That motherfucker, he's stupid with it now. That nigga sick. He just weird as fuck.
Yeah. I'll give him some. He can rap, but he give him some other stuff.
Right, he need to keep his clothes on and all that other extra shit.
That's what happened in the battle.
Oh,
you
know,
man.
He's rap, okay. Man. Don't need to see all that. But, y'all just so nice, yo. God is so nice. ain't nothing else to say. Like, you niggas got it.
Years, I've never seen a nigga do that.
Y'all had the whole, like, it was so many entendres going on. I'm like, yo, what?
The actually, he had a couple triple entendres in there, man.
Yeah.
Don't
even
ask word player himself.
Don't even ask him. Yeah, like, much respect. I'm going to say I need some links. I need Twitters, I need Facebooks, Instagrams. You know, I need all that.
Bet that. Matter of fact, at Mr. Fat Boy himself everywhere on Facebook.
Hey, matter of fact, y'all are on the event, correct?
Huh?
Like the event that Tate Real posted for, y'all are in the event, correct?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, because Tate Real had made an event on Facebook.
Oh, that's the event for this.
Event
that was
tonight.
Yeah, for this.
If y'all were in there, go ahead and post something so that way it's easy for us to find.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, plus Jen a homie now, so me and Jen is cool.
Yeah.
So it definitely it's easy to connect everybody with everybody. That's for sure. Jen connect us with DT. I connect everybody with Jen. Definitely, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead and post in the group, because I'm gonna go in there at everything. I'm gonna go in the group and on the event page, and I'm gonna add everybody up.
Bet that.
Hell yeah, definitely. Mark too. I ain't get a chance to hear what you thought about DJ, man.
Man, he's sick, man. What y'all do, I totally respect. I'm a big fan of the battle rap culture. And I see there's a fine line between just having bars and being able to battle. And that's what Genesis actually made known tonight. Shout out to Raunchy Ray, J. Caddy. Y'all did y'all thing. You know, being able to actually get involved in this type of atmosphere, I give y'all straight up salute. But my man Genesis, man, you just a beast, man. And DT, man, like, you just came with some punches, uppercuts, and, like, I just couldn't, I still want to hear more. I'm an artist myself, so, like, just to hear what y'all are doing, it inspired me, and still want to hear what y'all have. It's, like, it's crazy, man. Straight up. I mean, y'all gets it in, man. Y'all really gets it in, and straight up.
No doubt, man. Y'all getting a lot of love, man. And, you know what I mean? We definitely salute y'all, man, for what y'all do. Definitely respect it. Definitely. This is coming from the host, T-Real.
Hey, DJ man. Hey man, you're definitely more than welcome to come. You know, obviously Genesis champ right now. I know y'all homies, so there's no need to try to make y'all bridges cross path or nothing. But you know what I mean. Hey man, you're definitely welcome to come up on the show. Whether you come as just, you know, we just talk about what you're doing in your movement, or you want to come and battle. I really want to hear you battle, but you're doing URL stuff and stuff right now. I don't know what you're, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
how busy and stuff you are, but I would definitely like to hear you come on here and go toe to toe with somebody. And Genesis, man. Hey man, I just want to know one thing, man, because we designed this for a tour to be a champion. Are you willing to defend your title? That's what I want to know, because you're the champion now. Are you willing to defend your title?
He's going to have to defend that title.
Hell yeah.
Ain't no question on that.
Real shit. That's what it is.
That's what I'm talking about. I might want to come for that motherfucking title.
You hear me?
What'd you say, son?
I say I might want to come for the title. You feel me? I know people.
I'm around
one time for him. Like, fuck that. I'm fine. I got his bars, nigga.
Man, shit, come on with it.
Did you hear, Jen? You already getting some challenges.
Shit, I stay hungry.
Whoever,
what's good?
Whoever take that title from Genesis, I want to battle them for sure. Set that up.
Okay. See, that's what I like. See, that's the whole reason why I said that shit. See, who going to step up and say something? Because I talk that shit. They call me Mr. Trash Talk. You can look it up on YouTube if you want. You feel me? But, yeah, this is what I do. Mr. Sinister, if y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying, this is your boy, Mr. Sinister. You know what I'm saying? Tay Real definitely put this together. I like this. We can do this consistently. You feel me? This is nice. Family, niggas can really get out there and put niggas on, you know what I'm saying? Put the city on, put the country on, you feel me? We everywhere, we all over the country, you know what I'm saying? Real Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? Niggas on here doing their thing on here.
Hey, man, that's what it's all about. D-Tay, you were saying something like you willing to battle, D-Tay? You willing to come up on here and go toe-to-toe?
I'll take anybody, Saul. I ain't even playing with him.
Ooh, okay, I hear that. We might have to set it up where D-Tay just battles somebody on the same card. You know, Genesis defends his title while D-Tay just go toe-to-toe with somebody. But check this out, though. I want Genesis, your next opponent, I want it to be three-minute rounds. Like, I mean, like, for the title, since you defended the title, I want it to be, like, and I'm pretty sure you probably can appreciate that format, because that's more like you can build it up and you can set up a, you know how y'all battle rappers do. Y'all have schemes and setups that's round by round, just build up, and then the third round is the grand finale. So, you know what I mean? It took some time to set that up. But I want this to get bigger and better. No more technical difficulties. You know what I mean? I definitely want to see you defend your title. You feel me? Would you be willing to do that, Jen? Three-minute round battle next time?
Man, I don't care if it's three unlimited. So I'll do it.
That's what I'm talking about. I bangs with y'all, man. I bangs with both of y'all, man. We going to get it. And D-Tay, that's your man. I want you on that same card just to battle somebody, like just whoever. Like just we're going to set up a straight battle. Now, Jen, you the champ, so we're going to have to set up another tournament. Somebody's got to prove they worthy to battle you. And D-Tay, we'll work it out with you as far as, like, who you going to battle. I don't know. It might be Sin. Who knows? But I want to definitely set that up. How that sound with y'all fellas?
Man, yeah, good with me.
I'm with it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I really appreciate y'all, man, your patience. You know what I mean? I know y'all doing some things right now. Y'all not out bougie in Hollywood and think y'all too big to come, you know what I mean, and chop it up with us and kick that illness. You know what I mean? I respect that all day. I respect the heck out of all of y'all, including Raunchy Ray, Jay Caddy, even Vicky, that she's a homie too. You know what I mean? She had something she had to get into. I don't know, man. I still want to hear Vicky spit. Like, that's crazy.
That's what
like,
I'm
Vicky
saying.
Bars,
hey,
like,
I told her to record her shit in a voice memo and send it, man. I want to hear what she had to say, man.
Hey, y'all, what you said? You said y'all can hear my little 9-year-old daughter spit, kill off some shit real quick. Hold on, here she goes.
Oh, he said 9-year-old daughter.
Hey, his wife spit, too.
Don't say nothing.
Damn.
The whole family.
I'm not you. The last one, my name is.
little 5 second freestyle.
Okay.
I'm on my radio fame today, Daddy. You better give me the phone. So I was like, okay, I'll give it to you.
That's what it is, man. Like, yo, man, hey, man, I just can't stress enough, man, how much I appreciate all of y'all, man. You know, Nizzy, hold up. Nizzy Nate, we ain't hear much from you, Nizzy. What you thought about everybody? D-Tay, Genesis, everybody, like Nizzy Nate. What was your... Have we even got Nizzy? Okay, yeah, Nizzy Nate on here. Nizzy Nate, what you thought? What you think about everybody, Nizzy?
Jeez, but you know what I think? What's that one dude's name that was on here? He's a battle rapper too.
Killer Cow.
Him and Genesis in the battle. That would be ridiculous.
It would. Exactly. I tried to get Killer Cow back on here, man. Like, I tried to get him on here. We did an interview with the dude Killer Cow. You know, he's from like one of them North Carolina battle rap leagues, but he got battles on YouTube too. I thought that would have been sick too, but it didn't get to work out. You know what I mean? I definitely want to, like, you know, y'all to battle, when y'all do battle D-Tay and Genesis, when y'all battle next time, I want it to be like where it's somebody that's used to battling too. So we're gonna work on setting that up. We're gonna work with each other, y'all. We're gonna make this pop off. This is the first, man. We just getting started, man. It's CBR Championship Battle Rap, man. Where bars count, man. Bars matter here. You know what I mean? That's what we focused on. So we gonna definitely make that pop off, man. For real, man.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, and congratulations, Jen. You know what I mean, for being our first event ever. You the champ. You know what I mean. Much respect, much love, much props, man. Hey, man.
Thank
you.
I appreciate it.
Here,
I enjoyed myself, and trust me, I'm finna. I got more, man. Believe me. I'll find me somebody. Feed me, damn it.
Oh, that's what it is. We definitely are, man. I want to give everybody a chance to, you know what I mean, give their, you know, whatever, their contact information, everybody, judges, battlers, everybody, man. Everybody, you know what I mean? Let's start with D-Tay, actually. D-Tay, whatever, you know, all your contact information, shout-outs, whatever.
Hey, check your Facebook, too, by the way. I can print you a bunch of stuff in there for him.
So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I'm D-Tay the Hustler all the way across the boards. If you want to look me up on YouTube, just type in D-Tay versus. All my shit will pop up, you know what I'm saying? D-Tay with D with a space, then a Tay. No hyphen or nothing, just D space Tay versus. Then that shit will pull up everything. West Coast Vegas shit, you know what I'm saying? West Coast Battle Rap is my fan page on AHAT. I mean, on Facebook, and also got my Smack West Coast PGs. That's my group on Facebook. Everybody go follow that shit, you know what I'm saying? I drop all my hot shit on there. And we got cmtfam.com. That's cmtfam.com. That's our website. We got every battle we follow, our music, everything on there. We doing it. 100.
Real shit.
Jen?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, at Mr. Fatboy himself. Everywhere on Facebook. Actually, my main Facebook is completely maxed out, so follow me on my other Facebook at Genesis, CMTF or Jen. That's O-R-J-E-N is the last name. But everywhere else at Mr. Fatboy himself. You want to look up my battles, just go to YouTube, type Genesis, which is J-E-N-E-Z-Y-Z, a.k.a. Fatboy versus, and all my shit will come up.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Definitely. Hey, everybody, man. Mark two.
Yeah, you can reach me if you're interested in hearing anything. Me, though, you can reach me at Ron L. Mark Buse on Facebook. And you know, I'm a big fan of this battle rap thing, in which everybody is. So a lot of people don't give it a chance. A lot of people don't know much about it. And once you get sucked into it, there's no way you want to get out of it, whether you want to be a part of it or just be in there listening to some killer bars, like, for real.
He ain't even lying, bro. He ain't even lying. You stuck.
Yeah. Exactly.
Lovely.
That's what it is, man. Mr. Sinister. Hold on.
Hey, you.
What you were saying, Mark?
I want to give a shout out to everybody that participated.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Mr. Sinister.
Hey, you.
Yeah, let them know, man. How can they reach you, man?
Hey, man, you can find me on any social media at Mr._Sinister410. That's at Mr._Sinister410. You can find me anywhere, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Vine, anything, man. I'm everywhere, yo. You know, shout out to everybody that participated tonight. Shout out to the homie Martu, Jace, Jay Caddy, Raunchy Ray. I can't remember the other participants' name tonight. My apologies. But shout out to everybody that was involved. D-Tay came in and did his thing, put his little baby on the line. She did her thing. You feel me? We out here working. We showing love and we prospering. You know what I'm saying? It's Mr. Sinister. I'm all about the hip-hop scene. You know what I'm saying? Check me out, man. I'm everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Martu, tell them, go check us out on SoundCloud. You feel me? Silences, go. Check out that Pure Gangsters. Go check out that Domination on SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, at Mr._Sinister410. You know what I'm saying? We have you on SoundCloud right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Is Roncha Ray still on the phone?
That's the whole
yeah,
thing.
Hey, yo, they don't need
Roncha Ray still on here. Let's bring Roncha Ray back. Yeah, Roncha Ray.
Yeah.
Yo. Check your inbox on your Facebook. Make sure you write me back. Send me your email address.
Okay.
All right, bet it up.
No doubt. Jates.
Yo.
All your information, man. Any contact information you want the people to have, let them know.
Well, y'all can find me on Twitter, J_J8S_. I just follow Genesis or whatever. J_ Facebook, J8S. Jates, type it in, you'll find me. Shucks, Instagram, Jates789. Like, I'm everywhere. Just type in J8S and you'll find me. I want to add that I also, as well as Ben NC, I'm a producer as well. Just want to put that out there to the better rappers, the ones that don't know, the ones that do know, and I got to remind y'all, you know, I do produce Mr. Sinister. I missed you on your last project. You hit me up about some stuff. I missed
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get you up.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but, you know.
Oh, no, I'm going to say something. No, I missed you. I missed you, but I got you.
Yeah.
You.
Hell yeah.
Anybody else want to holler, you know, you can holler at me, hit me up, and put some production or just work in general. It's all about networking with me. So,
hey, that's what it is, man. And once again, judges, Mark II, Mr. Sinister, Jake's participants, Jay Caddy, Genesis, Raunchy Ray, even Vicky, like, I appreciate all of y'all for signing up for this and taking your time to, you know, write bars and people finding babysitters and all types of stuff coming from one side of town to the other. All types of moves people made to make things happen, man. Definitely appreciate it, man. And next time we're going to do it bigger and better. For those of you who aren't familiar with the show, right, I know we had technical difficulty. Rest assured, I'm going to edit that out. So when y'all go back to listen to it, you're not going to hear that long 20-minute however long it took for us to get back going. I'm going to edit that out, and it's going to be straight to the nitty-gritty, you know what I mean, get all the kinks out. And you can listen to this as many times as you want, you know what I mean? And, yeah, that's what it is, man. You can just blogtalkradio.com/stayreal, and you can just listen and click it and just listen as many times as you want, post it, share it. You know what I mean? Let you see what your friends thought, you know, your homies, your cousins, whatever. Some people might thought somebody might have got robbed and they should have won because of whatever. You know what I mean? As long as people talking, it don't matter. As long as people talking, that's a good thing. I mean, your name being brought up, your name being mentioned, and you want that. That's what it's all about. That's what we set this up for, trying to give everybody a good look. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all all, man. We about to get out of here, man. But big, big, big shout out to all of y'all for, you know, helping set this up, because it couldn't have been done without each and every one of y'all. One more time, round of applause for everybody. I appreciate y'all, and congratulations, Jen, on being a champion of CBR. I can't wait to see you defend your title and go 3 3-minute rounds with somebody, and we're going to get a real battle popping. You hear me?
Real shit. I'm down.
Hey, that's what it is, man. You know I got your number. I'm going to bark at you, man. We out of here. It's Real Talk Radio. T-Real. Nizzy, where you at, Nizzy?
Go.
Shout out to my homie, Nizzy Nay. We out of here, man. It's Real Talk Radio Championship Battle Rap, man. It's the first of many to come. Holla.
100.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.